I'm gonna call this meeting to order. So we got a quorum. And I'm gonna ask Ms. Jill to bless us, please.
Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for allowing us to be back together tonight, Lord. I thank you for our council and our mayor and all the ones that are here. Lord, I just ask you to direct them and help us to make good decisions for the city. Lord, I ask you to please be with the ones that are sick and the ones that are brokenhearted. Lord, you know each of our needs. Please forgive us where we fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Chandler.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Elrod.
Here.
Jelks.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Osborne.
Okay, number four, approve the minutes from meeting December the 1st.
Second.
Got a motion, got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Looks passed. In the mayor's report, got one thing. They've started over there at the Little League Parks. The Sand Mountain Electric's having to move some lines before they can actually get started. That's what's going on now. They had to cut that big old tree down. And right now, our tornado siren is not working because the power's off. We will get a temporary line run to it where it won't be out the whole time. But we called,
Michael Posey.
Michael Posey, and let them know too. So that's all I got on my report. Clerk?
The Christmas parade was great. We had a good turnout. We have the Polar Express got first place. Forrest Gump Float got second place. And the Grinch got third place. It's Blake Broom that had the Polar Express, and Danny Collins was Forrest Gump, and the Grinch was Synergy Homeschool Group. Also, we have tonight at 6 o'clock, the Rescue Squad is doing the Christmas party, and y'all are invited. They said it's really a neat thing. I think there's 30 children that they're gifting. It's tonight at 6 at the Rescue Squad building. We're also, do you want to go ahead and do that, or you want to let the departments go and then us talk about those?
Let's do departments.
Okay,
and then
sounds
we'll
good.
Get to that. Okay, Ms. Jennifer's not here. Chief Malone, please.
Yeah, I just have one thing, sir. I want to ask for to move dispatch over into the office across from the hall. It's going to free up our booking room for our assistant chief. They all really want to be in that office. It's just a bunch of wasted space. We have $3,000 that was given to us from Judge Osborne's office for vests, but all our vests are up to date. So I'm going to talk to him. If it's okay with the council, we'll ask for $1,500 to go with that money so we can have it all finished out to move dispatch over, and then our booking officers will have where dispatch is now.
I have no problem with that. Will that $4,500, will that take care of everything, get everything moved?
Everything done from two different
people. If you're going from one side
from
to
that small area to the larger room.
Right.
I know that helped more out with dispatch. They've been talking about it for longer than I've been here. So I know it helped more out. Have a little more room, everybody kind of have their own workstation. So I think it definitely helped, especially only at the city putting $1,500 toward it.
Anybody have any questions for him on that?
Done.
Need a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now that is to do it plus give them $1,500.
Right.
Both of that's in the motion, right?
Right.
The $3,000.
The $3,000 plus
the
$1,500.
And then the city, $4,500 total.
Right. Has all the stuff been working back there since we've had people here working on it?
Somewhat. Some other people's fault, but it's getting there.
Okay.
We're working the kinks out.
That's a kind way to put it.
Yeah, we might have to unplug something, turn it off, turn it back on. Everything, yeah.
Well, good deal.
We're still operational.
Well, that's the main thing.
Are we still able to talk back there on the fire channel?
Yes, sir, yeah. Yes, sir, what we talked about before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all be safe out there. As cold as it is now, you gotta be safe. Think about that. Fire chief?
We skipped December the 6th for their fundraiser cornhole tournament. We moved it to December the 20th, and that was because of the SEC tournament. And we were afraid that the crowd wouldn't be there, so we're gonna attempt again on the 20th. This week, prior to the parade, we made some cards. Layton's got a card maker that makes ID cards, and we done some cards for Blake Fire Department. And I really come out on the better end of the deal we did. One of their members came up and detailed our front three line trucks, our Quick Attack, and our Santa Claus truck, and the chief's truck. And I'm talking, he spent all week detailing, polishing, buffing. So the trucks are very, very clean right now. And as this goes on, we may look at doing this once a year just to get everything back going in a good polish. But he done this for, this was gratitude to me for what we done for him. And his name's Chris Jackson. And he done really well at it. That's all I have right now. Turnout, we'll talk about in January. And we'll go from there.
I heard that the snow, y'all were able to make it. Did y'all make it?
We made snow.
Yeah.
I didn't see it actually snow off the side of the truck with Santa. But Layton got a recipe for it, and I don't know what it
was. We're not going to tell what was in it.
I don't know.
But I heard that it worked well. I was different. Well.
I'm not sure what it looked
yeah,
like.
Yeah, they said it looked good.
We did. If you noticed, I brought back old school a little bit. Santa, years and years ago, was on our old Chevrolet. And we put the sleigh on top of the old Chevrolet and put Santa Claus on it. And I hope it looked well.
Well, I still haven't gotten the snow from that we ordered last week to put in, so maybe we'll use it next year.
Yeah, Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Full parade was really nice.
Uh-huh. Really was.
Very nice, long parade.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I heard that Weiss Radio did an excellent job with the music and everything that was playing, said it just really added to the parade as well.
You just told Jerry, but I'll tell him again, okay. And he'll be glad to hear.
Thanks, Jerry.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, number eight. The public hearing for the recreational campground, and
I don't think anybody's here to
oppose it.
So I think we're ready to
pass.
Yeah,
I know it took a long time, but we're getting that far.
Okay, the public hearing. There's not anyone here to oppose the recreational park, so we'll be able to have a go with it. The next thing we'll have to do is the what is it called? Thank you. Yes, that ordinance. Yes,
yeah.
Ordinance to approve it. Everybody should have a copy of it in the back of your minutes. Mm-hmm. If y'all want to read it over. It says the city could adopt the ordinance in the minutes at the first reading of the approval.
The definition of this said something about putting tents up also in the definition, but it doesn't say anything in the ordinance about tents. Is that a sticky deal, or is that, does that really matter?
Do y'all usually have tents at the park as well as
We do. It's mainly for the Silver Comet Trail, and that's what we accommodated for. There's a 3-day maximum stay for the tents at the campground currently in Rock Park.
3-day stay for the tents. Okay.
We probably need to.
Do we need to have that language in here?
I think we probably do, because the definition of this says, and I was trying to find it, says that includes tents. And since it wasn't in there, that's what I thought we probably needed to.
I'll get our attorney to just make the change on the ordinance to include the tents, and then we can look at it at our next meeting.
Okay.
But y'all are, but y'all, can, y'all are approved.
Y'all are approved, I guess. Everybody's approved. And we'll just add that language to the ordinance. Okay.
That is, if you want it in there, I guess. That's, that would be the next thing. Do you want tents in there?
Do you want tents in the ordinance? Do you want to be able to have tent camping?
Okay, we'll get that added.
Mm-hmm. Did we need to vote on anything, or just wait till we get the whole thing?
Just trying to think on this public hearing for recreation. I guess we should make a motion to approve that there were for the public hearing,
right,
that it has been approved. So somebody needs to make a motion to accept.
What we've had it here,
this is Bryce talking about the definition of recreational vehicle campground. It says tents for travel.
Okay.
But we didn't have it in there, so that's what it
was. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good eye, Brother Elrod.
I guess we'll just make a motion to accept the public hearing.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept the ordinance for the recreational campground with the amendment of the addition of the tent camping verbiage.
Okay.
All right, second.
Got a motion and a second?
Yeah, I'll let
them go. All in favor?
I'll let them
go. Another
aisle
here on
phone. We'll let him buy since he's a fire chief.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
he
got it dug up.
Motion second, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Okay. There you go. Y'all approved. Hey, thank y'all. And
yes, for being so patient.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yep.
Y'all won't regret it.
We're glad to have you.
We're excited.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it looks good.
Well, I also had another question about this resolution. It says construction workers within a reasonable radius. What is a reasonable radius?
If they're working near Collinsville and they're going to be working.
But what is.
What's a reasonable radius?
What's the definition of reasonable radius? Is that?
You're fired.
Well, it could be 2 miles from somebody, 10 miles from somebody else.
I'll ask Pat that too. How about that?
Because, I mean, if they're camping here to work in Chattanooga, you know, then we got an issue.
Right.
Yeah. That's what
was
it?
The radius for what now? For
reasonable radius, it says of Collinsville. For construction workers, they can stay there if the construction is within a reasonable radius of Collinsville.
Okay.
So
construction workers.
Collinsville's, you know, pretty big, so.
I would 50 miles.
Huh?
50 mile radius.
50 mile radius.
We'll check with Pat if they are.
Just to mention something, I would like to see within the boundaries of DeKalb County, because then there's the construction going on in our county. They're paying their fuel and they're buying their heats in DeKalb County. And whatever y'all think.
Yeah.
I guess the only question I would have, which
check Pat,
I will.
May not make a difference, but we got 5 miles down here at the end of the county, and we got 75.
Right.
That's really the only. But I don't know if it'd make a difference.
Yeah, because if they're working on the interstate, you could be down in Etowah County and back up here and all that. But we can check what that is. I don't think they want to stay here and drive too far every day.
Well, I wouldn't think so either. I'm just curious, as much as anything.
Well, that's a good question.
But if they're staying here, they're bound to get something to eat, buy some fuel.
Right.
Exactly.
More apt to do it once we get our lights out there.
If you don't dress it, it's going to be in the queue sometime. You know, that's the way it always.
And they're supposed to be working on that as well, the lights at the interstate.
He said that they're still getting stuff in.
Getting things in.
Right. Okay, number nine, if y'all had time to look over the budget, do y'all need more time, or are y'all ready to accept it and muck it is, or add to it, or take away?
Well, I did another question.
Right.
Of course, we got a budget and we got it all the money. I guess that we're assuming we're going to take in this year allotted at a certain item.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do for something like something, say something comes up unexpected and it's going to cost us $100,000? Yeah. How have we handled that in the past? What had been the procedure for that?
We have.
Just me, Bobby.
Huh?
That's usually just me.
We'll declare something
for it.
They put it on
the new page. We can declare that an emergency and act on it, then go what we have.
There's
to do.
There's no item
right.
For something
right.
Like that coming
right.
Up, I
right.
Guess is what.
And there are going to be things like that, too.
Yeah.
These garbage trucks, I'm going to tell you something, maybe they're being a nightmare right now. Yeah. And
that can add up quick, can't
you? Yeah. But,
and we do have our line of credit.
We ain't used it yet.
Not yet.
But
and our monies are strong.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's
money what?
Our monies are strong.
We are strong.
Our accounts.
Would I entertain a motion or?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the 2025-26 budget as written.
So I've got a motion.
It's what we got last time, the final. Nothing's changed since last time. So that is the final.
That's it.
I second it.
And we just approved that about the, what was it, the salaries, we got that increase.
Well,
was that already part of it?
Yeah, that was part of it.
Yeah, because it had the current and then the,
right.
Yeah, with the increase. Yeah.
Was that approved?
It was.
Okay. It was within
it. Right. Ready. Mm-hmm. So.
Got a motion and a second, all in favor?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank y'all. That was my first budget I got to work on, but been Jill, and it was good. Had a lot of things to look at and learned a lot. Even though I've been on here a while, still learned a lot. Number 10, appoint Sherry Stallings as judge for the City of Collinsville Court. Is she the judge?
She's who we have right now, and we've had since, what was the?
How long has she been on?
4 years.
4 years.
She's
good.
Yeah, I've not heard of no.
No, she does a good job.
From them guys, usually I have heard before on some judges, but I have not heard nothing negative. No,
no.
Y'all have or not.
Is this done once a year or every 4 years?
Mm-hmm. It's actually every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I need a motion, appoint Sherry.
I'll make the motion.
Uh-huh. Second.
Motion and motion by the second. But Donna, all in favor?
Aye.
Does anybody have anything else? Because if not, we can go over our TV. Want to go?
Oh, I do. I nearly forgot. Had a out here at the live nativity scene last night. I had a one of the members of the Cowboy Church asked about maybe setting up a, what do you call it, a chuck wagon, trailer to feed out some people. When he did bring it up, he was talking about doing it where the old big tree was. It was cut down right beside the pharmacy. I don't know if we own that land or not.
We don't. It's part of the laundromat.
When someone asked about feeding people. Now, I do know that the people up there at the old dollar store are feeding people a couple of times a month. What he's asking, is there any forms he needs to fill out, or if he can do it? Or
we would just need to get in touch with him, in touch with the people that own the property.
Right.
And the health department.
And the health department, because of it being feeding okay. others.
Okay. So does the thrift store, do they have a health department slip and all?
Theirs is through the restaurant. Cafe 11 is the one that does the cooking for okay. them, and they do have a health department.
Okay. I'll get him in touch with you.
Okay, that'd be fine.
And they're doing a lot of good things down there. I went down there and met with them the other day. Ellen called me. I went down there and talked with them. But, yeah, they're gonna be doing
Rick
several things.
Or something, right. And that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. It looks nice, and they've reorganized it.
I think they're gonna have one on the, I think it's the day of our drawing, they're gonna have something down there set up front.
Oh, nice.
Is that the 17th?
I believe it is, ain't it?
January?
I did tell her I think it's the day of it, but I mean, it ain't gonna affect that none. It's gonna be during the day. Got a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor? Good deal. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank y'all.